Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
Our message today is going to come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we will look specifically at one verse of Scripture. It's verse 15, which says, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." The Apostle Paul said, "Stand fast and hold the traditions." Stand fast and hold the traditions. You know, people love traditions. You know that? People do. We all do. People love holidays. We have certain holidays that come around every year. And sometimes we celebrate them in the same exact way every year. You probably do that. I do that. We have certain things that we celebrate the same way every year. We love doing it that way. And the reason is because it's our tradition. This is how we do it. We love our traditions. We have certain mindsets about things, certain opinions about things. And the reason we have those mindsets and those opinions is because they have been passed down to us generation after generation. People say, "Well, my grandfather did it this way, and my father did it this way, therefore I'm going to do it this way. It was their tradition, therefore it's my tradition. This is our tradition." Now, aside from the fact that men and women can only remain blind until God gives them eyes to see Christ and see the truth and see the gospel and see themselves, aside from the fact that men and women can only remain blind until God does that, and aside from the fact that men and women can only remain deaf until God gives them ears to hear. They cannot hear His voice. They cannot hear the truth of the gospel. Aside from all that, I would say one of the greatest hindrances to people bowing to the truth of God's Word is traditions. Now, aside from the fact that men and women remain dead in sin until God gives life, I would say one of the greatest hindrances to men and women bowing to the Word, seeing the truth of the Word and bowing to it, is traditions. It is what keeps men and women from leaving and denying their false religion and clinging to the truth. Men and women can see what the Word says. And it's in black and white. They see it, but they can't cling to it. They can't deny the false religion that has been fed to them all their lives. They can't renounce that and turn to the truth, mainly because of traditions. They'd have to leave their traditions. It's probably the number one thing that keeps men and women in false religion. False religions, traditions. Look with me, if you would, at Mark chapter 7. I believe you'll be interested to see this if you have a Bible there. Mark chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled," that is to say, with unwashen hands, "they found fault." These Pharisees and these scribes came to the Lord and they saw his disciples eating without washing their hands first. And they found fault. Verse 3, "For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not holding the tradition of the elders. You notice that? That was passed down to them and passed down to them. Verse 4, and when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders? Why don't they do what has been passed down to us by these former generations, but eat bread with unwashing hands? Verse 6, he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me. It's all empty. That's what he's saying. Their worship, there's nothing to it. They're going through some motions, but there's nothing to it. It's in vain. Verse 7, howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. I hope the Lord will give us eyes to see this and ears to hear this. Take a good look at verse 7. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, people all over this world in vain worship him, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That's what you will find in pulpits everywhere. Men do not stand up and teach God's word. They stand up and teach their own commandments, or commandments that other men pass down to them. And it's not the truth. It's not God's word. It's a false religion. Verse 8, he said, for laying aside the commandment of God. And that's what you have to do if you're going to teach the commandments of men. You must lay aside God's word. You must put it away if you're going to teach the opinion of man. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. This is truth. Verse 10, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you. It's pretty clear, isn't it? The traditions of men will kill men and women eternally. It will. The traditions of men, it's not just harmful, or harmless rather, opinions. It's not just a man giving a harmless opinion. The traditions of men will send men and women to an eternal hell. They will. And Paul said, thank God, that's what he called me out of. He said, I thank God he called me out of my false religion traditions. If you look with me at Galatians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul said in verse 13, for you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion. These are those traditions that were passed down, the Jews' religion. He said, I profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. He said in verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, when it pleased the very God that separated me, the one who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace. He called me out of those traditions, out of that false religion. And he revealed his son in me. The same God who separated me from my mother's womb separated me from all that error and all those traditions. And he revealed Christ in me. He revealed the truth in me. Over in Colossians chapter 2, it says in verse 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Beware. If a man is preaching any other thing than Christ to you, it's just a tradition. Beware. If a man is telling you something that you cannot find in this word, John wisely told us, try the preachers. He said, try the spirits, that means preacher, whether they be of God. Whatever a man is telling you, check and make sure it's in the word. If we cannot find it in the word, and men do this all the time. They stand up and say things that are not in the word of God. If you can't find it in the word, beware. If the word reveals something to you other than the tradition that you're hearing, if it contradicts the traditions that have been passed down to you, beware. Beware. Be aware. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It says in 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 6, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us." He said, beware, withdraw from every brother who is teaching something other than what God gave to his apostles and has been passed down from God's word alone. Beware. And he said back in our text, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 15, "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word, a man preaching it to you, or our epistle," whether you've heard it or read it, either way, stand fast in it. Stand fast. He said, there is a tradition that God has passed down. There is a word, there is a way, there is a mindset that God has passed down. And Paul said, stand fast in it. Don't let anybody move you from it. Therefore, he said, therefore, because of what was just said, the Apostle Paul wrote some things before verse 15, and he said, therefore, because of what I just said, what was just said, what did he say? Well, in verse 10, he said, "With all deceivableness, men with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." He said in verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." The Spirit washing a sinner, the Spirit immersing a sinner in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is what leads men and women to salvation and eternal life. He said, sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. This is the warning. This is why he said, beware, beware. Don't just believe anything a man tells you. Don't believe these traditions. Belief of the truth. This is what leads to eternal life. Every soul that the Father chose from the foundation of the world, and God the Son shed His blood for to wash them from their sins, every soul, God's Spirit will come with faith to believe His truth. It's the evidence of that choosing and the evidence of that washing. Verse 14 says, whereunto He called you by our gospel. He called you by the preaching of the gospel. He quickened. He notified through the preaching of the one and only true gospel there is. It's whatever is written in this word. That's all that I want to preach to you. Whatever's written in this word. I don't have an opinion on the word of God. A lot of men will take an opinion on the word of God. Well, I believe this means, or I believe that means. This is what God said. This is what we must hold to. He quickens and He notifies the sinner of his salvation through the preaching of the word, God's gospel. He gave it to His apostles and it's declared to us. Verse 14, whereunto He called you by our gospel to the attaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, that's why He said, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Stand fast in the truths, the beliefs that God has passed down through His word. He said, which you have been taught. Our Lord said in John 6, they shall all be taught of God. All of God's people will be taught the truth of God's word. All of them. All right, now what have we been taught? What do we stand fast in? I want to look at five traditions. I'm going to try to very briefly go through them. Hopefully I'll get through all five in the time that we have here. Five things that we should stand fast in. If you turn with me to Psalm 89, here's the first one. It is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it says in Psalm 89, verse 20, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. This is speaking of Christ. This is pointing us to Christ. Verse 21, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. Verse 22, the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn, his strength, be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. My covenant shall stand fast with him. My covenant concerning my people, it will stand fast. And watch this. Verse 29 says, his seed also will I make to endure forever in his throne as the days of heaven. His people that are in that covenant of blood. Verse 30, if his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, which we all have done. Verse 32, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Where did he visit our transgression with the rod and our iniquity with stripes? On the cross of Calvary. God put us in Christ and God poured out his wrath on our sin and iniquity against him in the person of his own son. He bore our judgment. He took our stripes. By his stripes we're healed. Verse 33 says, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. He said, I promised, and I'll keep my promise. Verse 36, his seed shall endure forever in his throne, as the sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon and as a faithful witness in heaven forever. God's mercy. God's mercy and His covenant is with the Lord Jesus Christ. That covenant of mercy in His blood, He said, I'll keep it forever. And if my people sin against me, I will not destroy them and I will not do away with them, because I took out all of my wrath on their sin in Christ on the cross, and I'll keep my covenant. Stand fast in that. He said right there, stand fast in the covenant. God made a covenant with Christ. Father, Son, and Spirit made a covenant. God the Father said, I'll choose them. And Christ said, I'll redeem them. And the Spirit said, I'll call them, every one of them. And He'll keep His covenant. Stand fast in that. Men will stand up and say, now you better be careful. You'll lose your salvation. That's not so. God made a covenant. Stand fast in it. Psalm 111, verse 1 says, praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. He hath showed His people the power of His works. His works, His works. He keeps talking about His works. In verse 8, they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. His works, not man's works, His works. They stand fast. Man, God's people cry, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. God's people stand fast in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not what we are going to do for Him. It is what He has done for us. That's the truth that God's people stand fast in. Not what we are going to do for Him, but what He has done for us. Only what He has done for us. Over in Romans 8, it says in verse 29, for whom He did foreknow, that means elect, choose, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. Now, what role did I have in that? None. He did it all. Salvation, start to finish, is His work, and we stand fast in it. We stand fast in His covenant. We stand fast in His work. Turn with me now, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 16. It says in verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Stand fast in the faith. What is faith? Faith is looking to Christ. Many, many people look to themselves to be saved. What must I do? What must I change? How do I need to accomplish this? Faith looks to Christ. What did He do? How did He accomplish it? Faith believes Christ and trusts in His word that He has indeed finished the work. It's ordered and sure. Now, where does faith come from? Well, faith is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. That's what Ephesians 2:8 says. Faith comes from God. The Scripture says it is the faith of Christ. He gives it to us, He performs it in us, and He causes us to look to Him and believe Him and trust His word. And that's where we stand. We stand in His faith, not our own, but His faith. All right, turn with me to Galatians 5. It says in Galatians 5, verse 1, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Christ has made us free. He has made us free. Free from the law, oh, happy condition. Our Lord said, if God ever reveals the truth to you, this is what our Lord said, if God ever reveals the truth to a sinner, the truth is a person, Christ, if God ever reveals Christ, who He is and what He accomplished for His people, He said, then Christ, the truth, will set that person free. Free from the law, free from trying to earn a salvation that Christ has already accomplished. Christ is the perfection of the law. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. In Him the law is satisfied, and we're free. He set us free. He made us free, and we stand fast in that. There's no yoke of bondage on God's people. They stand fast in the liberty. In Him there is liberty and justice for all. All right, one more. Philippians chapter 4, this verse sums it all up. Philippians 4 verse 1 says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." We stand fast in Him. Him. He's our doctrine. He's our tradition. He is our word. He is our all. He is all. What is the tradition that is passed down to God's people? Christ is. A person is. What have we been taught in the doctrine of the Word? A person. Christ. We've been taught Him. Where is our salvation? It's in His covenant. It's in His works. It's in Him. Stand fast in Him. Till next week, the Lord bless His word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.